No more cigarette, e-cigarette, or hookah break in the courtyard between classes. The ban applies to all tobacco products. Anyone looking for a nicotine fix will have to leave campus to get it. The ban is part of a university-wide policy approved in December by the Board of Regents. Not all students agree with the board's decision.
I think it's a form of fascism.
I think everybody has their own choice. If they want to smoke, they should be able to smoke.
The University of Alaska is not alone in adopting a tobacco-free policy. Institutions of higher learning have been banning tobacco on their campuses for years. UAS Vice Chancellor of Administration Michael Seary has been following the issue. He says the university is entering the discussion somewhat late.
But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. We were able to learn a lot from other universities that drafted smoke-free policies, and I think have a better policy for that.
The Regents' decision to make all University of Alaska campuses tobacco-free was primarily to reduce employee health care costs.
When there's smoking-related illnesses, that is a real, actual cost borne by the University of Alaska. If we pay for fewer employee-related health issues, that provides an immediate savings to the institution.
The smoking ban will apply to all university property and buildings. Siri says the UAS Facilities Department has been surveying campus to create a simple graphical map.
We need to be very clear about, okay, actually the property line is right there. Because, you know, if I were a smoker, and I'm willing to comply with the letter of the law, what I'd want to know is, specifically, where's your property line? Because I'll stand right on the other side of it.
Some students, like recent graduate Trevor Ludke, have already voiced concern about the university's plan, or lack thereof, to enforce the ban.
I think it's going to be impossible to enforce.
Administrators admit that enforcement will depend on, to quote the regulation, the consideration and cooperation of both users and non-users of tobacco. In other words, Siri says no one will be tasked with enforcing the new policy.
There's not going to be a smoking czar, you know, or the smoking police going around with little, you know, seltzer bottles hitting people.
However, Siri points out that the smoking ban is just one of many code of conduct policies students are asked to observe. The expectation is that people are going to be courteous. For KTOO News in Juneau, I'm Andrew Ainsworth.